The attempt here is to recreate the Soviet Union. One of the things I took away from Alana's essay, if you missed it yesterday, and I'll be talking about it a lot, and I'll be showing it to you where I can, and I hope that Richard Barrett will do the same, and David Simpson, and Brother Andre Marie, and Joe, Pacello and Resinello. The front lines into the breach. I hope they all do it, all of us, and all of you. She said that the social media internet superhighway was custom built. It was designed to promote progressive ideas, communism, commie ideas, Marxist ideas, Marxist thought, Marxist policy, progressivism in all its diabolical forms and manifestations. This is why they are so successful and have been so successful and all that they have attempted to do on the internet. And this is why big tech is what it is today, as we call it big tech. It is really just demons that have computers. But if you start thinking about it, look at it, the thing was built to facilitate the takeover. Just imagine that. They built a machine or a series of machines, and then they pulled the switch on them knowing the intent was to eliminate the spirit of 76. You know, that brings me to another thing I want to talk about here today. Dr. G.C. Dilsaver brought this up on Monday's show on our monthly chat about essential Christianity being part of anything that we do to go back to establish our beautiful communities as we want them to be, Christian communities, which is what they're trying to get rid of. Doc Dilsaver used the spirit of 76. He said spirit of 76. I made a movie and an audio version of that movie called The Spirit of 76. And the subtitle is Writing and Ratifying the U.S. Constitution. But the spirit of 76 came to us from 1776, Declaration of Independence, obviously. But it's even deeper than that. The spirit of 76 were our English ancestors, who emigrated over principally from England and brought with them if they came after the Glorious Revolution of 1688, they brought with them their love and respect and their tradition by the time you get to 1776 of living under the unwritten but well-known English Constitution. And the English Constitution gave regular citizens like me and you a seat at the table. And even though you could have a benevolent holy king or queen, and we should want to have benevolent holy rulers at any level, the citizenry, the laity, if you will, would still retain its rights. And we have the right to pursue eternity, a blessed eternity and a holy death. It's as simple as that. Even though the English had gone against the church's teaching on that and had kind of made their own with Anglicanism, the founding fathers still, the spirit of 76 was when the parliament and the king started going like, yeah, we started some wars and we need you guys to pay for them. So all of that glorious revolution stuff, you can't have that anymore. That's the basis for the spirit of 76. So if you get my movies, The Road to Independence or The Spirit of 76, it's not a shameless plug, but it could be. There are instances in there, for example, when George Mason, Patrick Henry, George Washington, and little Jimmy Madison met at, there's one other guy, met at Mount Vernon at Washington's home on the Potomac River. And they called it the Alexandria Convention. It wasn't really a convention, but they had just been kicked out of their legislature, the House of Burgesses in Virginia, by the royal governor, Dunmore. And they're going, like, what are we going to do about it? Look, we all know that Dunmore has ended our assembly illicitly, illegally, and then has illicitly and illegally put his own people in there. Gee, I heard this before. And then has claimed that he is basically emperor. What are we going to do about it? The founding fathers, people say they didn't hesitate. Mike did. No, they did hesitate. They thought about it. They actually thought about it. They had meetings. They had committees of correspondence. Look, folks, we gotta know this. You got to know this stuff. We ought to have committees of correspondence. I proposed it this summer. My bad. I ran out of time. If someone wants to take a volunteer to help manage sending letters out and communicating with other committees of correspondence in whatever state you may be in, send me an email. I am King Dude. Send that one to Proton Mail. Do not send that to the other address. I am King Dude at protonmail.com. If you want to volunteer for that project, it's all yours. But this is what they did. So they started communicating with one another, found out they had a lot in common. They had disagreements as well. And went like, you know what? We ought to have a meeting. We ought to have a meeting. We ought to have our own legislative body. They didn't ask Parliament for permission. They went and freaking did it. The First Continental Congress met on, what an irony, on the 11th of September, 9-11, 1774, in a place called Carpenter's Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. By the way, I hope all this is in the 1776 report. It should be. They met there. The room wasn't big enough. John Adams got up. It's in my movie, The Road to Independence, the movie. Adams got up to speak, bumbled and stuttered and stammered and because he was nervous, and was bailed out by Patrick Henry, and they were off to the races. Somebody proposed, this room is really crowded. Can we move somewhere bigger? And someone said, hey, Independence Hall is right a couple blocks away. Why don't we go there? Yeah, the legislature's not meeting. We can take the lower floor. And the rest, as they say, is history. My point is, they made their own Congress. Now, word would travel slowly back to England that they had done this. And they did their representation by what? By state. By colony. You know, at the time, Delaware wasn't really even a colony. It was Delaware on the Sussex River, I want to say. I mean, it was, but it was basically carved out of Maryland. And in any event, my point being, I'm glad that Demon Joe deleted the 1776 report. You know why? Because no one was going to read it. No MAGA people, no true patriots, no Christian, Catholic men and women of goodwill, and as I learned today, Messianic Jews of goodwill, were going to read it. I don't have time. Now that Demon Joe has deleted it, everybody wants to read it. And everyone's talking about the 1776 project. You see how these idiots just walked right into it. So we ought to take the moment, and yeah, we ought to talk about 1776. Yeah, we ought to talk about the founding fathers. Yeah, we ought to play Patrick Henry speeches. Yeah, we ought to talk about how the First Continental Congress was formed and how we ought to form our own Continental Congress and tell the other Congress, go pound sand. You're illegitimate. Which, by the by, the same people now who claim racist, hick, hayseed, white supremacists created the Constitution and thus the federal government now want to use the same Constitution and they want to impeach private citizen Donald John Trump. William Briggs asked the question on Twitter. I'm going to get Briggs on next week. I like talking to Briggs. You guys like talking to Briggs, too. I'm going to get Briggs on next week. He asked the question, should Trump just ignore the impeachment and not go? Well, let's look at it. The U.S. Senate has two members in it that are illegitimate. Warnock and Ossoff, the two Georgia traitors, the two Georgia Manchurian commie plants. They were not legally illicitly elected. We will someday find out all that happened in Georgia. thus, Chuckle Schmuckle Schumer has a Senate majority. Why? because they also stole the presidency. So they stole two seats in the Senate. They stole the presidency to get to 51 votes in the Senate to ram through and pass H.R. 1, for example. Well, three of the people that are going to vote on it don't have votes. The two Georgia clowns and Harris. She's not eligible. They don't. She's not eligible to be president of the Senate because she could be president pro tem if she were still a senator. She can't be vice president because she can't be president. She's not a natural born citizen. I'm going to say this until these people are run out on the proverbial rail, or we just start treating them as a foreign entity because we formed our own country, our own republic, our own kingdom, our own county, if that's what it takes. So if I were Donald Trump and I was advising Trump, I'd tell him, don't go. Write him a letter. Tell him you don't recognize Biden's authority or Harris's authority as actually being V-I-C-E-P-R-E-S-I-D-E-N-T, and says she can't vote on the matter. The two Georgia senators can't vote on the matter. It's illegitimate. Just don't go. Do you not know Don John of Manhattan, Maggie? I could see Trump saying, nope, come get me, Biden. I could see Trump saying, I'm not sending a defense team. Do what you're going to do. I don't recognize your authority. He never said P-R-E-S-I-D-E-N-T, Biden. He never said B-I-D-E-N. He never said Biden, A-D-M-I-N. I-S-T-R-A-T-I-O-N. I stunk at the spelling bee, can you tell? he never said any of those things. He went and campaigned for the said about 20 or 30 times that the Senate elections in Georgia were a hoax, that they were a farce, that they were illicit and illegal, there was fraud that went on, and they can't be certified. Don't go! Just don't go. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air and always online at crusadechannel.com. By the by, you know what else Demon Joe did on his first day? Not only did they try and abolish the spirit of 76, they tried to abolish the female gender. What an irony. You all have to get on your knees, throw your Mordor and the Potomac River prayer mats down, and bow towards Mordor at noon every day. Oh, right? Because we have a female regime leader. That's right. I got it right. It'll take me a while to get this too. A female regime leader, but wait a minute. You just issued an executive order that said that females don't exist. You just wiped womanhood off the face of the earth. This is another thing of why we must do this, my friends, and we must do it now. Though I told you people, we got to be quick about this. If you got a school board in your town, start calling your school board member up. And especially if your children are in government schools, start quizzing them. Are you going to put my 8-year-old baby girl in a bathroom with a 16-year-old pervert? I will come to that school and I will stand guard. They're going to, you are not allowed to come to our school. It's a government school. I paid for the darn thing. Be proactive, ladies and gentlemen. Get up in their face and get up in their face right now and go, no. No. Now, many people are just going to roll over and go, oh, isn't it wonderful that we have no gender guidelines now? And the boys and the girls could choose what they are and what they want to be. Wait till the first 9-year-old gets raped. Oh, it will be the white supremacist 15-year-old raped her. You watch. I'm going to tell you how this is going to go down. The boy, the gender-neutral boy, the gender-neutral human that raped her
We found evidence on his social media that he was a MAGA guy, and he was a white supremacist. He was in a militia.
Watch. I can just see this odious, disgusting, and vile excuse for a female.
Jen Psaki,
who's a new spokesperson for the Biden regime up there, going,
the Biden regime believes that the person, that the human that raped, the 15-year-old human that raped the 9-year-old girl was a white supremacist and worked for the Trump campaign. Next.